This week's announcement by New South Books that it's publishing a new edition of Mark Twain's The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, in which a racial slur that begins with the letter N is replaced with the word slave, stirs up conflicting reactions. On the one hand, the effrontery. The vapid, smiley-faced effrontery, as the great Twain biographer Ron Powers put it, to replace a word that a genius pointedly used more than 200 times when he wrote the book in 1885, seems a bit like covering the large gaping wounds shown in Picasso's Guernica with Band-Aids. But there are already scores of editions in print in which the N-word appears, and every year, it seems, some school district somewhere refuses to read Huckleberry Finn because of it. Dr. Alan Gribben, the Auburn University Twain scholar who's edited this new version, says he just doesn't want one word to keep students from reading a great book. Mark Twain wrote conflicts into Huck Finn's soul. Huck was a river kid of the 1830s who ran away from so-called civilized life with his guardian, Miss Watson. He throws in with Jim, a slave who's escaped Miss Watson and is trying to get to freedom. Huck and Jim run, rob, and scrounge together to survive. Jim refuses to run off when the going gets tough, and Huck refuses to betray Jim for a reward, even though his conscience reminds him that, under the law, Jim has stolen goods. All right, then, Huck screams at himself. I'll go to hell. As Mark Twain wrote in his lecture notes, a sound heart is a surer guide than an ill-trained conscience. I thought of that this week when the House of Representatives read the Constitution of the United States, but dropped several sections that were later amended, like Article 1, Section 2, that classified slaves as three-fifths of a human being. Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland said, "We failed to show the American people that our ability to constantly improve on what the founders gave us is a blessing, not a reason for divisiveness." It's vital for artists of all people not to be sanctimonious. Art is supposed to puncture sanctimony. Conrad, Kipling, Gilbert, and Sullivan all wrote great works of literature in which they used the N-word when it was more slang than epithet. Editors and publishers often changed them through subsequent publications, arguing that their historical context had changed too. But take the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn and you take away a chance for students to learn and adults to remember the history that made the story daring and bold before it got labeled and shelved as a classic. This is NPR News.